Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1154, where we ask some of the best trivia on the internet. Let's dive into the first round. The category, poke out an eye. First question. Whether acrylic or watercolor, an art supply without its eye becomes this. Breathe hard. The answer is a pant. Second question. A word towards the end of an auctioneer's spiel sells its eye to ring out as this instrument. The answer is a gong. Third question. Without its eye, a synonym for landed becomes this computer key. The answer is alt. Fourth question. Poke out the eye from a ghostly apparition to get this intense anger. The answer is wrath. Fifth question. Drop the eye from the start of a word for one's likeness to get this synonym for sorcerer. The answer is mage. Round 2, the category 70s pop culture. Up next, the first question. In 1972, he spread a 200,000 square foot curtain across a mountain valley in Colorado. The answer is Cristo. Second question. One day he woke up to find his 1973 book, Awakenings, on the bestseller list. The answer is Oliver Sacks. Sacks was a British neurologist, naturalist, and author who spent most of his professional life in the United States. Third question. You could say this French Olympian went downhill as a ski instructor turned thief in the 1972 film Snow Job. The answer is Jean-Claude Killy. Fourth question. She was 13 when she became Broadway's original Annie in 1977. The answer is Andrea McArdle. Fifth question. Barbra Streisand's fans know this is her middle name because it's in the title of a 1971 album. The answer is Joan. Round 3, the category, I got 3 as. First question. This word is properly plural, but you can use it for just one. The answer is candelabra. Second question. It's Japanese for goodbye. The answer is sayonara. Third question. Any big waterfall? The answer is a cataract. Fourth question. You fraud, you quack, you this nine-letter word. The answer is charlatan. Fifth question in this round. It's kind of a mashup of comradeship and bonhomie. The answer is camaraderie. Round 4, let's start. The category, stories of the South. First question. In The Night the Lights Went Out by Karen White, Marilee Dunlap fittingly moves to Sweet Apple in this state. The answer is Georgia. Second question. Fanny Flagg wrote of Iggy and Ruth who ran the Whistle Stop Cafe, known for this colorful title fare. The answer is fried green tomatoes. Third question. After graduating from Ole Miss in this Catherine Stockett novel, Skeeter can't find her former maiden nanny. The answer is The Help. Fourth question. Black Thunder is about one of these events in 1800 planned by Gabriel Prosser with the goal of seizing Richmond. The answer is a slave uprising. Fifth question. In Rebecca Wells' tale of this sisterhood, Siddeley Walker returns to uncover some divine secrets. The answer is the Yaya sisterhood. And now the last round, the category, celebrities. First question. A spokesman for Champ Gourmet Chocolate Chip Cookies, he's the greatest. The answer is Muhammad Ali. Second question. Alyssa Milano plays Tony's college co-ed daughter on this sitcom. The answer is Who's the Boss? And now the third question. Tracy Pollan played his girlfriend on Family Ties before marrying him in real life. The answer is Michael J. Fox. Fourth question. Time described King of the Night as a scandal-mongering biography of this talk show host. The answer is Johnny Carson. Fifth question. He's the pop star who has thrilled fans with such albums as Bad and Thriller. The answer is Michael Jackson. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow for more exciting trivia.